Hi, and welcome to another episode of Coach AMZ, where we talk all things Amazon, speaking with experts from around the world to help you grow and build your Amazon business. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Coach AMZ, where we talk all things Amazon internationally and here in Australia. And for Amazon Australia this week, one of the biggest changes occurred since Amazon launch. Amazon FBA, fulfillment by Amazon, released at the start of this week, so end of February, and it's an absolute game changer. I briefly touched on this on the last episode, but today I want to talk more about why fulfillment by Amazon is such a game changer, not just for selling on Amazon, but for e-commerce and even people who don't do e-commerce in terms of offline businesses, the opportunities that are ahead. Now, for those who don't know, with Amazon in Australia, you can do fulfillment by merchant, which means you have a listing and the listing's up on the website. If someone buys it, you get an order confirmation and you dispatch it from either your own warehouse or your own home, or you drop ship it. That's called fulfillment by merchant. There's also, in America, there's Vendor Central, where actually you sell your product to Amazon. They control the listing. They send everything out. You don't touch it. You just give them, they just buy for you on a quarterly, monthly basis. But the second one that's relevant to Australia is FBA, fulfillment by Amazon. Now, this is what changed sales for e-commerce providers, not just in the US, but really around the world. The limitation of something like eBay is that you have your listing there, but one of the limitations is no one centrally stores it, so the customer service and deliveries, there's a wide fluctuation. So if you buy something on eBay, there's no guarantee that it will be sent out that day. It may be sent out 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days later. There's no guarantee of tracking. The delivery is not the same. So probably going back 7 or 8 years, Amazon put in a new approach called Fulfillment by Amazon, where they started building these massive warehouses, and this started in the US. They said to the world, if you'd like to store your product in our warehouse, then we'll take care of the shipping, the customer service, the logistics, all types of things. And that really changed it, because it meant people who were doing a small business on the side, maybe selling 1, 2, or 3 products, could now really scale their business on a much larger scale. If you're doing 150 or 250 units a day, you'd pretty much need a warehouse or a full-time staff member or members just to fulfill that many orders. But now with Amazon, you can scale your business as fast as you can sell your product and get capital to fulfill it. So what that means, if you're selling 200 products a day, Amazon is the one who's their little robots of people go around and actually fulfill it and send it out. And they benefit from that as well, because they'll make a commission. In Australia, it's forecasted between 6 and 15-16%. In the US, it can go higher than that. But that's their commission of saying, look guys, we're holding your listing, we're fulfilling it for you, here's our commission. Plus they charge a pick and pack fee, which is normally a few bucks. And then on top of that, there is a storage cost. But as long as you're moving your product through quickly and you're avoiding long storage costs, it's very economical. So that's why when it's come to Australia, it's really changed the business model. For people who had a smaller business, maybe they're running out of their garage or even a small warehouse and they're filling out orders, maybe doing 10, 20, 30 a day, you can sort of manage that in a one-man band. But if you really want to scale to a much larger one, you have to have larger premises or a different way of fulfilling. And that's why Amazon's changing this. In Australia, there's not a lot before Amazon came of third-party drop shippers. So if you actually wanted to have an e-commerce site and have a centralized warehouse to send it, there were a few players, but they weren't very economical. And you compare that to Amazon, they are amazingly good value for storing your product and selling it. Even to the extent where we work with customers in US and we've actually taken their warehouse where they store their products and moved it onto Amazon. So if you think about it, if you're paying Amazon, yes, you pay them a fee, small fee for storage and selling it. But that means you remove your rent, your employee overheads, the potential errors with things going wrong, the customer service with tracking orders. If you can remove all that, we've actually worked with businesses in the US where we've moved their fulfillment and storage off their own warehouse and into Amazon. So that's one of the actual benefits of FBA, because it lets you scale. But the other benefit is Amazon really encourages fulfillment by Amazon. The reason they encourage it is Amazon has a view that they want to own the customer experience. They want to know it's a great customer experience end-to-end, and they want to put the customer first. So if they own the process where they know the product is in their warehouse, They can ship it out that next day. They can track it. They can provide updates to the customer. That's a much better experience than depending on the seller to maybe have it in their garage, maybe send it out 2 days later, not have that support and tracking. So Amazon said, wow, this will give us a really good customer service. We'll also benefit because we'll get a commission on it. But at the same time, if you're FBA, you'll go much higher in the listings. I don't think I've ever seen a bestseller or Amazon's choice who's a fulfillment by merchant. And it makes sense because Amazon's saying, if we're going to push all the best products to customers and put them at the top and the best real estate on the page, well, we want to make sure that's fulfilled by Amazon. So we want to make sure there's plenty of stock. We want to make sure we own the supply chain. We want to make sure that we own the logistics, the customer service. They want to be able to control that. So if you're going to be on Amazon and sell a product, if you're serious about it, you have to move to FBA. So when Amazon launched in Australia late last year, there was no FBA except for Amazon Basics, which are the products they own. You could set up a product, it would be fulfillment by merchant, which was okay, but it doesn't really let you scale your business. You're still in the same model, having your warehouse or your garage where you sell your products. Now at this time in February, Amazon hasn't expanded to all the ranges. I saw the list the other day in terms of the category, so it's still early in its day, like pets and vitamins have been launched, but there's still the opportunity now of moving to FBA. So I'll just run you through some of the stats with FBA in terms of how it will benefit being on FBA. And the first thing is the Prime account. So if you send your product into FBA, if someone orders products on Amazon and the total's over $49, they'll get free shipping. So that already encourages people to buy on Amazon, because you know if you spend over $49, one of your products in there, it's free shipping, so the customer will love it. And it's also, if you're a Prime member, then you actually get next day delivery. So it's even faster. It's almost like express post and free if it's over $49. So that's pretty cool. The monthly fee, they're going to charge you $50 a month to have the Amazon account. And the commissions are going to be between 5 and 6 and about 15 to 16% in terms of the commissions Amazon will take per sale on FBA. And the other one is, if you want to store your product in Amazon and actually fulfill it, so maybe you get a sale through an eBay channel or something like that, if the product's under 3 kilos, it's around $7.80 to send it. So that's actually cheaper than Express Post and most couriers, and that's throughout Australia. So I can already see the impact this is going to have to logistics and courier companies. If you can send products of that size around Australia, I don't know any courier company that can match that outside a local metro area. If you're doing like just local metro Sydney, you can match those prices, but outside of your own capital city, that's a bargain of a price. So Amazon's definitely stepped up by moving to FBA, and I was really surprised it happened this soon. When I was speaking to Amazon late last year, it sounded like it was going to be mid to late this year for that to even happen. So it really shows you how quickly Amazon's moving, and to do this, they need to expand their warehouses. They need warehouses. They got one in Dandenong, but most likely they'll be expanding to one somewhere around Sydney, maybe potentially up in Queensland, just to cover the geographic areas. So by Amazon opening up FBA, it's really going to be a game changer in terms of sales on Amazon, sales in Australian Amazon. So if you've been looking at Amazon Australia, it's probably now starting to have a look at it. If I was advising you where to start, I'd still say go to the States first. It's a much bigger market. But if you've already got an established product here, then I'll definitely say transition some of those products to FBA and you'll start seeing the results. It's also an awesome opportunity to get in now before the competitors come in. I know that customers in the UK and US are already looking at Australia now it's opening up, and they'll just be transitioning their products in over time. So if you can get on there early and start getting some reviews, that's really powerful because Amazon loves reviews and they love high converting sites. And I was just testing this recently with a new launch in terms of a product. So one of the things that definitely helps convert with customers is obviously images, but also the number of reviews. So even if you're at the top of Amazon, and this is a bit off topic, but it was just an interesting insight. Even if you're at the top of Amazon and just say the product's $28, if you've got a similar product that's only $1 or $2 cheaper, but the competitor has 500 reviews and you've only got 15, then it's very rare that someone will go to you to save $1 or $2 because your reviews are lower. But if you substantially drop your price, maybe down to $20, and it's very similar, and you've got maybe 15 reviews, that will very quickly spike your sales and your opportunity to get your reviews up. And then once your reviews are higher, then you can start increasing your price to match the competition. Now, the reason I say that is because if you're going to Amazon Australia now, there's not that competition, so there's not those other reviews that makes it hard to compete at. So it's a really good time to start looking at Amazon Australia now that FBA's opened up. If your category's already open, fantastic, get on there. If you're just starting out on Amazon, I'd still recommend look at the US market. It's so much bigger. The sales are, they're not comparable to other marketplaces. Even if you compare the UK or Canada, the US is the marketplace just because there's so much volume in sales. So guys, it's really exciting news that Amazon FBA has opened in Australia. It will be a game changer, and the sales for now up to lead up to Christmas will be significantly higher on Amazon, and it's also an awesome opportunity to look at an opportunity in terms of your freight and logistics. Even if you're a larger company, I'd start considering that. If you need some help with that, we can do the analysis to show you the cost-benefit analysis to whether you stay or move it or whether you want to trial it. And also some exciting news on a separate note that in April, I'll be speaking at a business conference in Sydney about Amazon Australia. So I won't release the notes of that yet, but it's pretty exciting. If you want to get a free ticket to it, then drop me a note at peter@coachamz.com. If you're listening to this later in the year, that's April 2018. So it's pretty exciting. It's all about helping businesses in Australia sell on Amazon, and we're really excited to be able to help the business community and entrepreneurs in general. So guys, hope you got some value about this. It's a pretty important week in Amazon Australia with Amazon FBA coming. If you got some value from this episode, we'd love you to go across to iTunes, leave us a five-star review if you thought it was great, because it really helps spread our word and help businesses. At Coach AMZ, we're all help about businesses succeeding on Amazon, helping individuals launch businesses and become entrepreneurs. And if we can help you in that space, then we'd love to help you. Good luck. Remember to take action and have fun along the way.